Your morning show.
Podcast. Just call me a fragrance because I can sense it's going to be an amazing War of the Roses with Mary Justin. You think somebody's cheating and you want the band-aid up. We've had ones be like years in a relationship. We had it be like a month. Doesn't matter because you deserve to be happy. And what better way to just rip off that band-aid and find out than letting us call and figure out what's going on. It's War of the Roses on your morning show.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Your roses, it's very time sensitive, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, a little bit of background. You and Justin have been dating for how long?
3 years.
Okay. And you guys aren't from here originally, correct?
No, but we moved here 2 years ago.
Okay. And the reason this is more of a time constraint, and we try to always bump up ones that are more time sensitive, is because why?
Well, you know, my boyfriend, he's on a spring break and he's with his family, and honestly, that's fine. You know, he had said he was going to go there for a week, not suspicious at all. But then we get this email. Well, I got this email from that his conservation was to be confirmed.
Okay, so just back up for a second. So, are you guys both from the same like town or same?
Yeah, our hometown's in Dallas.
Okay, so
that's where he's visiting right now.
So he went to Dallas over the weekend, correct?
Right.
But he's staying there for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that your thought would be like, clearly he's staying with family, right? Or like staying with friends?
Absolutely. You know, he's got friends, family there.
Okay.
Family's got a big house, you know?
Yeah. So, but you got the email from the hotel chain that he used your points, or is it like a shared account, or what's the...
Yeah, it's a shared account.
Okay. And I guess the odd thing that I thought, Mary, and we talked about this a little bit off the air, is that it's not like he's booked the hotel stay for the entire time he's there. Like, he's been there for a couple of days already.
Right. You know, he flew in on Sunday, and now he's at the hotel. I'm confused. Mm.
And that seems off, because to me, I would never, like, I don't think my mom would let me leave midweek. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If my mom knew I was there for 7 days, it couldn't be like on Wednesday I decided I'm going to stay in a hotel.
Yeah, it's like weird.
Without her knowing something's up. And by the way, too, the room looks like it's very nice.
Right.
Do we have anybody, I mean, aside from this, is there anybody that comes to mind, especially anybody, I guess, back home that would be suspicious of?
No one that comes to mind, honestly. But that's my concern, is like, is he meeting someone from the past?
Okay. Ugh. So let's do this. We haven't done this in a minute. I think what we try to do first, and if we have to audible, we can. Let me call the hotel and just try to get connected to his room. And I'll just say I'm from like management and want to thank him for his stay and offer him flowers that way. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I got the number. We'll call the hotel next on your morning show.
Yeah, boy, baby.
War of the Roses on your morning show. Mary, I'm going to recap this briefly. You and your boyfriend, Justin, aren't from here. You moved here about 2 years ago from Dallas originally. He's been in Dallas this past week. Went to see family for like a mini spring break. Everything's fine with that. Although, you got an email, was it yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday.
Okay, saying that he basically used your guys' joint account for a hotel chain to check into a room, which seems odd because why would he need to do that if he has friends and family there, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I have the hotel. I'm going to call and see if they'll connect me to the room, and then we'll get some answers for you, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one second. Full disclosure, calling the hotels makes me the most nervous ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Thank you for calling for free Wi-Fi. Our in-room refrigerators, microwaves, and Keurig coffee makers are waiting for you.
Fridges in the room.
For new reservations, press 1. For existing reservations, press 2. For the sales office, press 3.
I don't want that.
For all other calls, simply stay on the line.
Okay, stay on the line. Okay.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm trying to get to a coworker's room if possible. Do you have a Justin?
All right, let me transfer you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Justin?
Yeah, this is him.
Justin, this is Mark from the front desk. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for staying with us. We appreciate you. And I just want to check in and see how your stay is going so far.
It's going well.
Perfect. The reason I am calling you, we see that you are an honors member, and we're doing a very cool thing for honors members. Just because the last year has been rough, obviously not as much travel as we would like to see, and we are very appreciative for your business and your continued business, is I am calling to offer you a free bouquet of a dozen red roses. We team up with a local flower shop right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that can ship across the country. And just to say thank you so much for your business, and we appreciate you being an honors member.
And this isn't going to be charged to my room or anything?
No charge at all. It's simply just to say thank you for being a member, and we appreciate your feedback. And again, just because, you know, not a lot of hotels stay in the last 12 months or so, so we're very grateful to the customers we do have.
Right. Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, you guys have been doing great. I mean, things have been really clean, very safe. So,
thank you. We try to be.
Yeah, this is really nice. So thank you, and you're welcome, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. My man. So do you have, can I put you down as a guest for the flowers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. And who do you, I need the name of the person you want to send them to, and then the card has like 300 characters.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm going to be leaving a key downstairs for someone, so if we can have them in the room, then when she comes in, it would be kind of nice, because then it's like, hey, check the closet for a surprise.
Wait, okay, I'm confused. So you have another guest coming today?
Yes.
That we're leaving a key for at the front desk?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just want the flowers to be in your room, so when this person goes to your room, the flowers are there?
Right, like weirdly in the closet, because then it's like, oh, look, and then it's like a surprise, so it's like visible.
Oh, okay, perfect. And so do you want anything on the card?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. You're great. I love you. And enjoy.
Enjoy what, Justin? Enjoy what?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Justin?
Yeah, hello. I'm on the phone.
Justin?
You know, your girlfriend of 3 years. It's Mary.
Justin?
Hello? Yeah.
Justin,
yeah.
My name is intern John. Riley Rose here as well.
Hi
from your
there.
Morning show. That is
Hi.
Your girlfriend of 3 years, Mary. Who's going to your room, man?
Yeah.
No, it's not what you think.
What do I
think? Oh, well,
I love this game. Hold on, let's play this game quick.
No.
What do I think it is, and what is it really?
No, first of all, what is this anyways?
I like my game better. I like my game better. What do you what do I think this is, and what is it really?
No, it's
answer the question.
Well, no, first of all, no, I am. It's not like, what do you mean?
Uh-huh.
It's, like, why are you worried?
Okay, but that's not...
These are for her.
For who?
These are for Mary. For Mary.
Wait, Mary, but no. Mary, are you traveling to Dallas today?
Nope, I'm sure not.
Nice try, though.
Why would you leave a key for Mary if she's not going to Dallas?
It's not, like, it's a thing. It was going to be like, I don't know, my idea was, you know, to do a Zoom on my phone, and it was going to be like a whole thing. So it's really for you, and when it's like this really nice surprise.
Okay. So just so I understand this right.
Because like, she's like, it's like she's there with me as opposed to not being here because she couldn't come.
So she was going to, you're going to leave a key at the front desk for your girlfriend Mary in Dallas, even though she's here, and you were going to video yourself picking up the key, asking for it, going to your room and finding flowers.
Dude, it doesn't make sense to you, dude. I'm not trying to convince you
of
anything.
He's getting sassy.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay, Mary,
what are you talking about?
Mary, are you convinced?
Not at all.
No, it sounds weird. I don't know. It was something that was like in my mind. I thought it was cool, but who cares, man? Like, why am I on this?
You don't think that you could have just like sent the flowers to your girlfriend Mary and so they get there fresh instead of like you're gonna bring dead flowers back?
I could just get her. I could, dude. Whatever. I could just buy her flowers back home. This is something different.
But you never buy me flowers, jackass.
Oh yeah. Well,
there's that.
There it is.
No, well, I don't.
Justin,
yes, I do. Not often. Like it's something. What, dude? What?
First
what do you
of all,
want?
All I want to say is I hope you've enjoyed your stay.
Dude, whatever. Whatever.
That's all he's got.
War of the Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
Yes, the good old I'm going to pretend my girlfriend's here by videoing myself acting as if I was her and going to my hotel room. A tale as old as time. War of the Roses on your morning show. Love your feedback. Always 877-995-4681. You can also text it to 99338. Jessica in Upper Marlboro. Good morning.
Good morning.
You heard this War of the Roses. What do you want to say?
Yeah. Okay. I was just nervous when you guys called the hotel. You know, like that
oh,
was my favorite.
No, I was too because like we haven't done that in a while, and it's just like I don't know why I feel like I'm going to get arrested, but like you know, as long as you sound kind of like you know what you're doing, they'll usually connect you to the room. So that is don't worry, we were in the exact same boat. Jessica, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Rose has your Hollywood next. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, Tom Brady says he regrets throwing the Lombardi trophy. I'll tell you what he said next.
Plus, I want to do this too. What's the petty thing your ex asked for after the breakup? Hang on.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.